If we're going to do what we ought to do, we need to be involved in intense prayer and crying out to God. The situation in the world, the situation in our country, the situation with most people we know is in peril. And people should be crying out. But the truth of the matter is, we're still thinking we could take it or leave it. We still have options on the table. We don't have to get desperate. Why get desperate? Why alarm someone? Like the mother who ran into the highway and stopped a truck there in the little village of Greenback, Tennessee. And facing any peril that she had to face because her boy had been struck riding a bicycle. I've got to have help, and I have to have help now. She asked this big burly truck driver if he could get a hold of God and pray. And he said, "Pastor, I had to admit to her in the midst of all her need that I couldn't pray and get a hold of God. I couldn't pray and get a hold of God." Can you pray and get a hold of God? Can you break through? The Bible says, "Call upon me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And that's a call from God. But here, the Bible says, we've transgressed. There has to first be a thorough cleansing for our sin. Have you ever had that kind of thing going on in your life? You see, most of the time when we pray, we just jump in. Think God's just anxious to hear us. But the Bible says that we ought to be confessing our sin and crying out to God. Every mother, every father, every leader, every believer needs to do what's necessary to keep the line of communication open with God, because at any moment you might need it.